Panic Zone. I'm Steve Berg. God bless America. Thank you for being here as we take it on every day to give you the truth. The truth and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Here's three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the flesh-eating menace caterpillar has returned to Michigan. I'm here to warn you about it again. I'll tell you about that. That's number one. Number two, Michigan's top doc pens a letter to the editor overturning Roe threatens public health, she claims. And number three, former Governor Rick Snyder will be appearing in court in the Flint water case. He'll be back in court in the Flint water case. The criminal probe may have hit a brick wall, but the civil case continues. Now, Snyder expected to plead the fifth in federal court today. Because of the way things have gone, we've gotten slapped in the face and kicked in the behind since the whole thing started, said former Flint Mayor Karen Weaver. It continues to happen for this community. A little melodrama, a little histrionics for Karen. Go ahead. It's fine. The hearing is an ongoing civil case dealing with the Flint water crisis. It will be live streamed in a break from what is typically comes from federal courts. Former governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, expected to attend in person and plead the fifth. Instead, jurors will hear his already recorded deposition. Proceedings are known as a bellwether trial, meaning it's essentially a test of whether you have the potential of thousands of individual plaintiffs. The case has attorneys suing on behalf of four kids against two engineering firms who did consulting work for Flint and the water. On Tuesday, as you probably already heard, the Michigan Supreme Court brought the criminal case against top officials like Snyder to a screeching halt. They tossed him out. In a 6-0 unanimous decision, the court ruled the indictments against former state officials were all invalid because of the method the Attorney General's office used in getting them. You remember there has already been a $626 million settlement for Flint. The engineering firms being sued here, though, are not part of that settlement, so they want more money, you see. More money, you see. All right, so this is a letter from a couple of days ago, but I want to read it to you. I haven't shared it with you here. It comes from Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, Michigan's chief medical executive, been there since September of last year, 2021. And she wrote this op-ed for the Detroit Free Press a couple of days ago. She says, this is the chief medical executive, state of Michigan. History tells us that abortion bans do not stop. Abortion bans lead to more women who are likely to undergo unregulated procedures that can jeopardize their future reproductive health or even result in their death. If we let this draconian abortion ban stand, a law that brings us back to a time where people had fewer rights to make decisions about their own health, where does it end? We must treat decisions about pregnancy and reproductive health care the same way we treat other private health care decisions. When I advise patients on receiving chemotherapy or taking diabetes medication or medication for high blood pressure, at the end of the day, the decision is theirs to make. Decisions about abortion should be no different. They should be undertaken with careful deliberation by the individual, taking into account their unique health and social circumstances, and after consultation with a medical provider. However we personally feel about abortion, women and their doctors must be the ones who make the decision, not politicians. SCOTUS's ruling and Michigan's abortion ban not only punish women seeking abortion care and those seeking care for miscarriage and family planning, they punish health care providers and could put them behind bars for providing critical care to their patients. It casts a dark shadow over the medical community, and doctors will now be forced to choose whether to honor the oath to patients, to our communities, and to our profession, or to uphold a law that is unjust and discriminatory and does not reflect the wishes of the majority of Michigan residents. Doctors like me have spent years of their lives learning the science and art of medicine, decades learning how to establish rapport with our patients, how to counsel them wisely using medical judgment and the best scientific data. We may now be forced to choose between breaking the oath we have taken on behalf of our patients versus the possibility of jail time. Could this court decision be merely the first step that violates the trusted relationship between doctors and patients? I hate to think what could be next. Well, again, the problem is disinformation here. The majority of Michigan residents don't support abortion past about 12 weeks. 3 months. If you've been pregnant for 3 months, and a child's been developing for 3 months, the majority of Michigan residents, just like every other state in America, rejects that idea. Rejects that idea. And so, I find it interesting that everybody's a politician, apparently. Everybody's a politician, and they all get to weigh in. They all get to say their piece, even when they shouldn't. Even when they should not. They weigh in because they think that somehow they're entitled to give you their opinion. At any rate, I would prefer my doctors to not be politicians, just anyhow. So there you go. Let's see here. I'm going to tell you about the deadly tussock moth caterpillar and how awful this thing is. It's a white caterpillar with some black spots, about the size of two-thirds of your pinky finger, maybe. It's not very big. It's just a white caterpillar roaming around in Michigan, and it's here this summer. Don't touch it. Do not. I'm telling you. About 3 years ago, I was riding around on a piece of property that I have in a side-by-side, you know, a side-by-side off-road vehicle, and I felt something itchy in my back. And I said to my son, I said, hey, I lift my shirt and I said, well, he said, this caterpillar fell out. I saw it and I brushed it off and didn't think much about it. And an hour or so later, I got back home and I said, hey, my back, it's just killing me. It's itching. It's awful. I said, is there something there? She goes, oh, my God, you have this horrible rash. I'm like, well, what gave me the rash? I said, well, I had this caterpillar on my back. It doesn't make much sense. But I looked it up in the white marked tussock moth caterpillar. Very common in Michigan. And they've been expanding north for a number of years, and they're here all the time. Hard to miss. Long brown hair, yellowish white body, long antenna-like hairs in front and back, and multiple white spots, white and black. Anyhow, a couple of years later, I was out picking raspberries, and I saw one on a raspberry bush, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet away. I said, gosh, that's terrible. Then all of a sudden, my palms, my hands started itching and burning, and then my lips blew up, and I was back getting a shot at the ER. These tussock moth caterpillars are meat eaters. They're man killers. Look them up online. Find out what they look like and stay away from them. I'm telling you, these things are going to kill me someday. The allergic reaction for me, I mean, they're just awful. They put out venom in the tips of their hairs of some sort. Meeting sons of guns. Anyhow, coming up, I'll tell you how to save some money. Stick around. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang. It's Farkey's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Meijer. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.